Gemara on the bottom, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, brings down the machlokes of Bari V'Shem and Bari Yada for not. So, mashal, a person says, Mani li b'yadcha, you owe me $100. And the other guy says, Eini yada, I don't know. So, the guy who says, you owe me the $100 is a Bari. He knows for sure that he owes him. The other guy who says, I don't know, he's a Shema. So, the machlokes says, do we say the Bari Yada if the fact that I'm a Bari means that I will win the case, or Bari V'Shem and Bari is Labad if the Bari is no better than the Shema? So the Pnei Yeshua over here asks a Gvaldik Akasha. He says that if you hold Bar Misham and Bar Yadif, then the whole parsha of Ashavas Aveda doesn't seem to make sense. We know the halacha is that if a person finds an Aveda and somebody claims that it's his, you only have to give it back if the guy could provide Simanim. He has to have Simanim to prove with the Simanim that it's really his Aveda. If he doesn't have Simanim, if he can't produce Simanim, then we don't give it back to him. So, in fact, Pnei Yeshua, why not? Lechari, that's a classical case of Bar Vishama. The one who found the Aveda is a Shema. I have no idea whether it's your Aveda or not. You, the Baal Aveda, who's claiming it's mine, when you say it's my Aveda, even if you don't have Simanim, you're a Bari. You're looking at the Aveda and you say, this is for sure my Aveda. So we should apply the din of Bari B'Shem and Bari Yadif, and I shouldn't have to give back the Aveda, even if you don't have any Simanim whatsoever. So, Leman Damar, Bari B'Shem and Bari Yadif, it's very difficult to understand why the Torah requires that the Baal Aveda, or the alleged Baal Aveda, has to provide Simanim. And I was thinking that perhaps you could answer this kasha like this, that the shiloh between the Baal Aveda and the Maitse, who does it belong to? It's not a dentire between the Maitse Aveda and the Baal Aveda. There's no question that the Aveda doesn't belong to the Maitse. He's not claiming it belongs to him. It's not his. He found it. The question really is between the one who claims to be the Baal Aveda and the rest of the world. Maybe this person is Baal Aveda. Maybe he's not. Maybe there's someone else. Anyone else in the world could be the Baal Aveda. So it's true that the Baal Aveda is a Bari Legabi the Maitse. But the Maitse over here is not the one who's part of the Dintar. The Maitse is just representing the rest of the world who might be theirs. And if anyone else in the world will be here, maybe that person would also be tanning Bari. Maybe he would say, Bari, I know for sure it's my Aveda. So just because the other person is not here doesn't turn his tan into a Shema. So it's really a Bari Kenegad Bari. It's the one who says it's my Aveda is a Bari. But there might be someone else out there who might also say that he's a Bari. And the fact that I'm a Shema, the fact that the Maitse is a Shema has nothing to do with it. And therefore, the din of Bari B'Shem Bari Adif, we're not applying that for that reason. For the Bari to be able to take it out of the Maitse Aveda, who is holding it on behalf of the rest of the world, he has to provide Simanim, because Bari V'Shama would not work over here. And I just want to be Messiah with the famous riddle from Reb Chaim Soloveitchik that supposedly was one of the fahers he would give to get into the Vlajan Yeshiva. He asked on this din of Bari V'Shama, Bari Yadif, the man Damar Bari Yadif, why do we say that the Shema is as good as the Bari? Because he has a Migu. He has a Migu that he could have tied in Bari. If he's lying, then he could have said, I'm a Bari. So the fact that he said a Shema, not a Bari, Lachari, we should believe him. That's a Raya that he's saying the Emes. That was the Kashi used to ask. And the question, the Teretz Avada is that a Migu is not going to help you over here. And a Chinami, you have a Migu saying that we believe you that you're a Shema. But what does a Shema mean? Shema means I don't know. You don't know. So we believe you that you don't know. So that right there is a Bari B'Shema. And I can't add any Nemanus to what you have already by saying a Shema. So there's no room for amigo over here. That was the Teretz Tezkashim.